Today's Marriage Minute is entitled Resurrection and Marriage. Our scripture verse is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 10, a short verse. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. You know, Jesus Christ was the only man to ever have predicted his own death and resurrection and actually live to tell about it. The very center of our faith is wrapped up in this single event. But for the resurrection, Christianity would be just one more religion to help us live in peace and harmony. But if he really was raised from the dead, then he really is who he said he was, God in the flesh. Everything he said and taught would have to be true, including what he said about love and marriage. The Apostle Paul told us to have the mind of Christ, who did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself, surrendering all his rights, becoming a servant even unto death on a cross. And then God gave him the name above every name, according to Philippians chapter 2. This is the key to knowing Christ and the power of his resurrection. It is surrendering our rights and crucifying the self-life. By its very definition, there can be no resurrection unless there is first a death, the crucifixion of the self-will. This resurrection season is a time to renew our identification with his crucifixion as we die to self and any sense of entitlement. Then we can experience the power of the resurrection in our lives and in our marriages, and we can do it beginning today. So a question we have for each of us today would be, do you believe I have crucified my self-will, or do you think I still put my desires before God's? And can you give me an example? And a prayer for both of us? Lord, help us to know you and the power of your resurrection by first surrendering our own rights and desires and crucifying the self-will, so that the new man or woman will rise up to enjoy a new marriage that reflects the presence and the power of God.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our fears. Let's be the Lord of the earth.